The last time we heard from Jude, he was focused on staying healthy, eating the occasional vegetable, playing basketball, and Minecraft, being a normal 10-year-old.
I kind of want to live an ordinary life now and not be so different.
He'd gone 5 years cancer-free after chemo, radiation, and a bone marrow transplant. There was very little chance of a relapse. Then, 2 weeks ago, Jude wasn't feeling well. He went to Children's Hospital in Dallas. His cancer was back. Even doctors like Laura Klessy were surprised.
Right, most children with leukemia now are cured of their disease long term. I mean, it wasn't true when I was a child. It clearly is true now that most children can be cured of this long term.
So Jude had the bone marrow transplant that was his brother's cells. Why might that not have worked, or have worked for 5 years and then not worked?
So I think one of the things we knew about Jude's leukemia in the beginning was it was just a little more resistant to chemotherapy, right? Our goal is always to have children in remission kind of after that first month, and his was a little slower. Why it is that the leukemia cells were quiet for 5 years before they came back, that's a question I think none of us can answer for you.
Tests show Jude's original cancer cells have overtaken the cells his brother donated years ago. Doctors have started Jude on intensive chemotherapy. His parents, Boots and Keith, are camping out at the hospital that's once again become a second home.
We feel that we're now like at the base of Mount Everest, you know, just getting ready to start the climb. So we're starting chemo this month, and that'll go on, and then there'll be the next step from there. But it'll be a long and difficult climb over the next few months.
The first plateau to reach is remission. That's where signs of leukemia are gone, even though cancer cells may still be in the body. Then Jude could need another bone marrow transplant. Scaling that peak is extra tricky.
The challenge, of course, is finding a match for Jude. And, you know, being a mixed child, you know, he's half Filipino, half Caucasian, and Filipinos can be, you know, made up of a lot of different ethnicities of, you know, Chinese, Malay, Indonesian, Spanish. So, you know, finding that match is really difficult.
There are around 16 million volunteer donors on the National Be the Match registry. Of those, only 3% identify as mixed race. Dr. Klessy says it may be possible to use bone marrow from Jude's older brother, Joshua, again, but
there may be some benefit in looking for somebody else that matches him very well, but not quite as closely.
Why?
So there is a potential benefit of what we call the graft or the bone marrow from somebody else against the leukemia. So if you match really closely, that graft may not necessarily recognize the leukemia as bad and or as something foreign, whereas something that doesn't match quite as closely might.
The donor cells need to be similar enough to blend in, not so similar they fail to recognize the leukemia cells as the enemy. The Koblers and all of Jude's friends have already started the search.
I am Jude.
In a video, classmates of Jude's at All Saints Catholic School in Dallas hold up handwritten signs saying, "I am Jude," to promote a bone marrow drive on May 6th. The minute and a half video has more than 5,000 views on Facebook, a testament to the power of Jude's story. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
I am Jude.